clearly not the most accurate clock in the universe, because it is actually 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins, and a mighty fine time for drinking some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's good. Whoa. Oh, yeah. As for me, I am your tea-drinking fool of a host. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm going to stick my feet under this blanket because I'm kind of cold, which is why I have my back brace on. And I'm not having the greatest of mornings. Not terrible, but not great. Why? Because for some reason, my lawnmower guy showed up early. Well, actually, you see, my lawn guy, he usually comes on Mondays, but... And for the last month or so, he's been showing up around yeah, about 6 p.m. local time. But yesterday at 6 p.m. local time, it was raining, so he did not come to mow. And what does he do? He shows up early this morning. Now, I do not like having my lawn mowed in the morning. In fact, I sort of prefer that it happens after 1 p.m. or even 2 p.m. in case I had a bad night. And last night, I had a bad night. Oh, good tea, though. For whatever reason, I could not sleep last night. I tried to go to bed at about 3:30, 3:15, 3:30. I'm sure I was asleep by 3:30. And I woke up at 4:45. And I had to go to the bathroom, so okay, whatever. So I go back to bed. And wake up 2 hours earlier or later. Not even that. It was around 6:30. And then I woke up again shortly after that because I had to go to the bathroom again. That was weird. And then I woke up to the lawnmower. And so, I've had a hard time not going back to sleep. Because I was like, oh, now I got to wait for Dubious Goals Committee. I can take a nap afterward. But so now, I have somebody, you know, ramming their head into my right shoulder blade. And as I turn around to see who it is, oh, predictably, it's somebody with a very fluffy face. Hi, baby. You want to do baby business? Okay, so we got to do some kitty stuff. Yeah, so since my lawnmower guy was here at a weird time and doing weird stuff, the cat freaked out because she is scared of the lawnmower because it is very loud. And so the cat dove into the Thunder Hut. The cat just crawled out of the Thunder Hut because she heard me talk and she said, oh, is it time for Dubious Goals Committee? Because for kitties, Dubious Goals Committee means time to do kitty business, doesn't it? Yeah, look at you. You're not even acting nonchalant about it. You're like, ha-ha, I'm interrupting the committee. Well, maybe you're not. Because we have some dubious goals on this committee, that's for damn sure. And if one of those goals is to pet up a kitty, then you're just falling right into our plans. Diabolical planning on our part. Yay. So what are you doing? Look at you. Yeah, you're a kitty face. Yeah, look at your kitty face. Oh, it's so nice. So here I am, petting my cat. And what's this on your head? Oh, it's just some crusty gunk on your forehead. Okay, you're good. Right, so that means we can't do anything because I got a cat. sitting around. What are we going to do, Pippa? Well, we can't go outside because it's really windy. And last night people were talking about, oh, it's going to snow. And it was rainy and cold and windy. And I went out to eat with my dad. And I had a delicious hamburger. And then I got some boxes of tea. So now I have lots of tea. I'm very stocked up on tea right now. I have 6 boxes of my black and green Earl Grey. Yeah, and I've got 7 boxes of my spiced tea, my mulled tea. Yes, my daily drinkers. I'm stocked up on my daily drinkers. What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa does not care about tea. Pippa likes kitty water, because kitty water is the best kind of water, huh? You like kitty water? Yeah. That's what cats like. And now she's not sitting on the banky. She's just sort of standing here. What are you doing? Do you want to watch football? Hey, wait a minute. That reminds me. It's, what day is this? It's Tuesday, right? Is this Champions League day? Wait, can that be right? Is that right, Pippa? Is there Champions League today? I don't know. We're going to have to find out. So, while I'm sitting here petting the cat with one hand, I'll try to patch in the TV with my other hand here. Is this TV? Does anybody hear TV? No. Now we got TV. And that isn't any old TV. That's Vivaldi. And that's one of... that's one of the violin concertos. But, you know, who cares? I'm not Vivaldi guy. Actually, I kind of am Vivaldi guy, but we don't even need to think about it. All right, so let's get on to some sports channels here while we have some nice background music. And do we have... Sweet. Do we have any Champions League football on this channel? No, we got college football. Okay, so we just need to keep going down. I think we're... Oh, wait, that's right. It's on 36 this year and on the Espanol channels. So, with Bizet in the background, we will get down to... Yes, here we go. We're on Galavision today. Oh, and... Oh my god, I think the game starts in 2 minutes. And it's Shakhtar Donetsk versus Dinamo Zagreb. Yes, Shakhtar Donetsk. I love Shakhtar. So what's on the other channels? On 76, on Unimas, we've got Atletico versus Leverkusen. That's a good one, too. Huh. Okay, so what's on 36 in English? The boring one single English game we're going to get. And it doesn't even start for another 25 minutes. And it is... And they don't even say. It's a Group D. Oh, it's Group D. Thanks for the information, you worthless Americans. Who cannot figure out the easiest and simple things about football. So what does it all mean? When is this game gonna start? Real soon. Let's kill the Bizet and listen to some people speak Espanol. Because I like Espanol. I wish I could speak Espanol better than I can, which is to say I can't. But I can kind of fake it. And I can read it well, but... This chick's an Atletico fan. And she gets cut off. That's hilarious. All right.
Es la UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Jornada 3 de la fase de grupos.
For the sake of review, of course, I'm sure this introduction is probably copyrighted material, but I'm claiming fair use for the sake of review. So what we're going to do is we're going to review the Galavision coverage of Shakhtar Donetsk versus Dinamo Zagreb.
Bienvenidos sean todos ustedes al Metalis Stadium. Estamos en Kharkiv, en Ucrania, para el partido de la jornada 3 de la UEFA Champions League entre el Shakhtar de Donetsk y el Dinamo de Zagreb de Croacia. Ojo, que entre estos dos equipos va a salir el segundo clasificado del grupo C, considerando que el Manchester City se va a escapar, se está escapando, ya se escapó. El Shakhtar y el Dinamo se van a jugar el segundo lugar de este grupo. Por eso es importante este partido. Hoy puede definir el futuro del grupo C. Por un lado, el Dinamo de Zagreb, que viene como visitante y que ya le ganó al Atalanta. Por el otro, el Shakhtar, que hizo lo propio, perdió contra la escuadra inglesa y le ganó al Atalanta. Estamos viendo el frente a frente.
Pretty good, pretty nice. I kind of like listening / watching UEFA Champions League in Espanol. Es bueno, es más fría. So yeah, we got Shakhtar Donetsk versus Dinamo Zagreb. Excuse me, Dinamo Zagreb. This ought to be pretty good. I'm a big fan of Shakhtar Donetsk. We talk about them a lot here on the Dubious Goals Committee. And we like them because they're playing through adversity. Due to the war in Ukraine, Shakhtar Donetsk. Donetsk is a city in Ukraine in the Donbas Basin, the part of Ukraine that's getting fought over. And their own stadium, the Donbas Stadium, has been shelled and is... I don't want to say it's a war ruin, but it's pretty messed up, and Shakhtar Donetsk, the team, has to live, train, and play 600 miles away, not in a war zone. So, they've got it bad, but they're doing pretty good. They're selling all their best players to all the big teams. Manchester United picked up Fred recently. Tyson went somewhere, I can't remember, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know where Mkhitaryan is anymore, but there you go. I don't know. But anyway, I liked listening to that hype man talking in Espanol over the Champions League theme. That was pretty great. Yeah, we liked that, didn't we, Pippa? Pippa is now flopped over on her back with a 1.5 twist. Actually, it's just a 3/4 twist. 3/4 twist to the left, and she's got her front paws up in the air. And she's waving them like she just don't know what to do with kitty paws when they're sticking up in the air. She's not really waving them. I've got her hand between her paws, moving it back and forth, and show she's wagging her hand. Yes, are you having fun? Is this kitty aerobics? What are you doing? What are you doing? Can't be kitty aerobics because you're more asleep than you are awake. Yeah, because that's what kitties like to do. And this isn't the sleeping zone. That's the other thing. My cat's been doing this for, almost a week now. She gets into the kitty business pit where we're about to do some, trading and 90-day kitty futures. Doing stuff like that. Doing kitty business. Yeah, hi, I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking at you. This is where we do kitty business. For the last week, she hasn't been doing this. She'll get in here and pretend like she's going to want to do kitty business, and then she starts flopping over and tries to go to sleep. This is not the sleeping zone. This is the kitty business zone. You're trying to sleep right now. You can't sleep here. This is where I sleep. Kitties. They're so wacky. Are you going to sleep all the way through Champions League? What? Don't you want to know what happens to Shakhtar Donetsk? Oh, kitties don't care. You care. You like Champions League. You like Champions League. Yeah.
She says, no, I like Bundesliga. I like Hamburg.
Yeah, you like all the ham teams. If it's named ham, you like it. Okay, no, you can't do this. Do not get into kitty sleeping position. You can't just flop and then expect to sleep here. This is messing up my back even worse. You can't sleep just so you can mess up my back. That's just rude. That's just kitty rudeness. You're kitty rudeness.
Right. So, yeah, there's some guys sitting in the stands with cool Shakhtar scarves. God, there was a couple really cool ones like a couple years ago. And I don't remember what Ukrainian money is. What is their currency? The hryvnia, or I don't remember what it is. But the exchange rate was so great that you could get football scarves, really nice ones. I mean, the graphic ones, the really slick computer-aided knitting type of scarves for less than $4. They were like $3.86 or something like that. You know, scarves that you're normally going to pay $20 for. I was like, wow. So I joined Shakhtar Donetsk. Yes, I am actually a member. And I was going to try to get some of these scarves because I thought, geez, I'll buy three scarves. I'll pay, double the cost of that for shipping. And I'll get three awesome, awesome football scarves for the price of one shipped. So I tried to set all that up, and then suddenly bad things started happening in Ukraine, and they couldn't do business overseas anymore. I was like, oh. So I didn't get my cool scarf. Scarves. They had this one that was really cool. It was like a traditional Ukrainian folk pattern for knitting, like you would see on like Ukrainian sweaters and stuff. You've seen this pattern. But it was in Shakhtar Donetsk colors, which is orange, white, and black. And it was just cool. It was like, I really wanted it. It was one of the coolest scarves, one of the coolest football scarves I've ever seen. Oh, and there were some cool ones last week. If you watched last week's Leicester City game, you saw something cool. And you can probably find this if you just look for, if you go to YouTube and look for Leicester City highlights for last week. Oh, the cat's getting up. Yay, I can shift. You can see these scarves because I don't know what was going on. I think last week was the anniversary of the owner's death. And so they had a moment of silence before the game, and they had these special scarves that had the old owner's name on them, and everybody was holding them up, and it was deathly quiet. It was wild. You know how, if you can imagine how loud an English football stadium gets, it was dead quiet. And these scarves just had the guy's name on it, and his name, I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what his name is. It's his initials are VK, or was it, no, it's VS. What was his name? Vic, or they called him Vic, I think. A Thai gentleman, a Thai businessman. And he was greatly loved. He was a beloved owner, which can be kind of rare in football, but people loved this guy because he bought the team when the team was not good. A real low-level, lower leagues team. But this guy buys it. What's his name? Vikram? Not Vikram. Vic. Yeah. And he's got a, you know, six-syllable long last name. Real cool Thai last name. But Leicester City, you know, comes up the ranks. And in their second season in the Premier League,
they won. They won the Premier League, the whole damn thing. You might remember this. It was a freaking miracle. It's the greatest sports story of all time. The odds of them pulling that off were 5,000 to 1. They beat 5,000 to 1 odds. And the funniest thing is, there was like 23 people who took that bet at the beginning of the season. Yeah, Leicester City will win will win the champion, or will win the Premier League. Yeah, that paid off well. So Leicester makes it into the Premier League. And because they won the Premier League, then they're in the Champions League the next year. So they're getting Champions League money now. Or they were. And then the most horrible thing ever happened. Was this last year or the year before? It was after a game or before a game. I can't remember. The owner was flying in with a couple of other people in a helicopter. And the helicopter crashed just outside the stadium. And guy dies. And everybody's sad. It was a real downer. Even I was depressed. That was a dark day. But man, this tribute last week. Everybody in the stands had a scarf that had the owner's name on it. And they were all holding him up. And it was cool. And I was thinking, yeah, I wouldn't mind having one of those scarves either. Man, I watched Leicester that whole season when they won. I couldn't believe it. You know, I saw the first two games, and after they won like their first two or three games, I was like, wow, Leicester's really on a roll. Let's see if they can keep this up. And they did. And it was insanity. If you're interested, and you're probably not, but you don't have to like sports to appreciate this story. And you can find this on YouTube. There's a documentary. Just look up Leicester City wins, you know, Premier League. And there's, you know, like a half an hour documentary that explains what went down and how it had to go down in order for them to win. And the only analogy that I can give would be, for Americans, it would be like your high school baseball team winning the World Series, or it would be like your high school football team winning the Super Bowl. I mean, even fictional sports stories aren't this radical. This is one of those strange times when the truth was much crazier than fiction. The Leicester City story. I highly recommend it. And I didn't want to go off on that for 10 minutes, or at least 7 minutes, because we still haven't had our musical interlude for the day. We got to listen to some music. And it's going to be Shug Shug by The Who. Not, you know, The Who from Great Shug, Britain. Shug, our favorite Shug, Mongols. Shug, 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 Shug. Shug. cool. That was The Who with their song Shug Shug. And again, this is another one of these songs that is saying, let's go back to traditional values. Let's regain our ethnic pride and our ethnic identity that's been lost, you know, to oppressive peoples, etc., etc. These guys are Mongol nationalists, and kind of dig it. That particular song has a little bit more sort of Western influence to it, and it's a little bit more hard rocky than it is sort of traditional Mongol, but it's got all those great elements in there. It just sounds so cool. This is one of those bands where if I had a decent venue and I was a very rich man and I could afford to take losses on stuff like this, I would hire these guys to come in and do a concert just so that I could see them. They are just that great. It's like, wow. So anyway, we're probably needing to check back in with the game. Where are we on the game here? Oh, there looks like they're just getting ready to do some kind of thing. Yep, they're playing the Champions League anthem. These are the champions! And that means I gotta watch this game soon. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, including Champions League days, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta watch the game, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.